With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. Hi, it's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Well, everybody, welcome to a lovely day of Crappens Live Quarantine. We're live streaming today over on our Patreon, Crappens On Demand section. Check it. Thanks to everybody who's in here already. Jamie Runner, Heather, Mike Bowman, Fix My Life Podcast, Megan Davis, whoa, Jillian Payne Johnson. So many people. It's so good to see you guys. How you doing today, Ben?
I'm without words. How are you doing?
Well, that's not good.
Don't worry, I'll have my words. I'll have my words. I can't even believe what we watched last night. I can't believe it. Still.
You know, people keep saying that, like they can't believe that they're seeing it. Hello, this is what we're supposed to be watching, okay? I thank you for your quality and I demand more of it, sir.
Seriously.
It's like a cookie, housewives. It's always supposed to be fucking good, okay? You can't just say, "Oh wow, sorry Ronnie, we've been serving you some dry ass cookies, you know, for years now for Beverly Hills, I mean." I don't think all the cookies are dry. But enough of the cookies are dry. Anyway, the point is, thank you for this wet cookie. Bravo.
A wet cookie. How about moist? I don't want to say moist. A chewy cookie, not a wet cookie.
Wet cookie.
Although, actually, a wet cookie is good. Cause like an Oreo that's been recently dunked in milk is a wet cookie.
That's a wet soggy cookie.
In a good way. Yeah.
Well, you don't like hearing wet because we just watched this Real Housewives of New York episode, so it's grossing you out. vibrator in the chicken. I want a cookie with a vibrator in it, Bravo. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, welcome to the show today, everybody. Go check out bonuses, Tiger King, blah, 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 all that on our Patreon. If you want the videos, go to Crappens On Demand section. What else you want to do before we start this, Ben?
Well, you know, we do our small business shout outs, and I sort of gave like a ham fisted one last week to our friend Sita. I was like, yeah, she does tarot. Go check it out. But for real, Sita is a friend of our show. And as we mentioned, she's also like Leah's best friend. So this is like a bridging all our worlds together. Leah, as in Leah, who we'll be talking about probably with a lot of opinions very soon. But so Sita's website, Sita does tarot readings and stuff like that. And she has a website called hippieqbc.com. And actually, if you go to the website, it is really trippy and hilarious. She sells things like crystals and things like that. So if you're into all that holistic stuff, and actually it's mainly just crystals. I don't know why I'm talking about tarot cards. It's crystals. And go check it out. Go help out a friend of the podcast, because we love Sita. She's been with us since like Housewife Hoedown. We haven't had her on in years and years and years, but she's still with us. So go give her some love and support the Crappens fam. That's hippie QVC, H-I-P-P-I-E QVC.com.
Also check out RogaWare, R-O-G-A-Ware.com. Pronounced Roga like toga. It's Ronit's business, okay? It is activewear based on her artwork. It's meant to empower women to be their badass selves and feel great in activewear, and it's built for a woman's body. She uses eco-friendly dyes, and they're made in Canada, so no sweatshops, okay? She's based out of Chicago. And she's also giving a 20% discount to all of our listeners. Just use the coupon code CRAPPENS20 at checkout. That's CRAPPENS20. Go to RogaWare.com for that.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, everyone go support our friends and our listeners and the community. I'm telling you, Ronnie, I'm telling you, this Ronnie episode, I feel like something special happens at least once a season with Ronnie, where you just say, okay, this is one of the episodes that we'll be talking about forever. Like the Berkshire, the famous Berkshires episode, almost every Berkshires episode achieves that, but that we all know that Berkshire's episode, right? We all know which ones are the ones that we will that go into the canon. Last night's went into the canon.
Oh my god, this show is so funny. I was cracking up so hard watching this. And then, you know, I'd love to go read some really, you know, asshole clenched Facebook groups when I'm done, you know, because I'm a member of damn Facebook group I know of. And I love finding the ones where it's just those fucking Karens just all lined up to be like, this was disgusting. I am mortified. I am writing a letter to the producers. It's like, yeah, write your letter, Care.
Yeah, have fun with that.
I don't know what you think you're watching, but they're actually doing a perfect job, so.
I mean, would I have liked to have been standing there amongst all that? No, I probably would have been miserable. But watching it from my couch, love it.
Well, who wants to turn on TV and see who you would stand next to on it? I wouldn't.
No, never.
They're
never.
Boring as hell. Listen, I can stand next to them, and I choose to watch TV instead because they're boring. Okay?
Yeah. Every single inch of this episode was hilarious. There was like not a dull scene, not a dull moment. And I know everyone's going to ultimately be talking about the throwing of the tiki torches and all that stuff. But like, this is going to be one of those episodes that we're going to like revisit it in 4 years, doing some sort of like rewind episode on the road. And we're going to say, oh my God, I forgot like how much funny stuff was in this. I forgot how funny it was that Luann was hitting on these like weathered fuckboys from the 80s, you know?
The truth.
Like, all this stuff that we've just like we'll forget about, and we'll be like, wow, this was an amazing episode. It's like Scary Island. When we went back and we watched Scary Island, of course there's that big fight at the end, but we forget that it opens up with Kelly telling Bethany that she's not a chef, she's a cook, or Alex McCord having a photo shoot on the beach. Like these hilarious moments that get like overshadowed by just
Johan
craziness.
Johan eyes.
That was my little, that was my speech to get everyone excited.
All right, well, let's get into it, shall we? So we open with the girls in the lower level, the basement that Luann has just fled. And Ramona's calling Luann while everybody pretends that they would be totally fine in the basement. Notice that nobody took it.
Yeah. And that no one actually went down there for the rest of the episode.
And you know, it's so funny to me that Luann is complaining about that room smelling like pee. It's Ramona's house. Like, Sonia's room smells like, I mean, at least now it does. You know, now it smells like pee. Sonia just will pee everywhere, you know?
Well, it's not just pee, Ronnie. It's pee and there was a spider. Or as Luann would say, well, because it starts off like, well, I went to the bathroom and a spider came down from the ceiling. And then by the end of the episode, she's like, I mean, I was there. It was like just spider after spider. It was raining spiders. Anti-hallelujah, raining spiders. Oh.
So Ramona calls her. It's like, shh, it's Luann. It's
the wind, okay? The wind, I'm really sorry I didn't give you my room, okay? Or Sonia's room.
And Luann's like, you know, it's not really even about that. It's just about never being considered. I go down to that room and the smell, the spiders. I'm like, what am I doing? I was really hurt. Now, I'm not a spoiled brat. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm not a spoiled brat, but I am a cabaret star, and I'm entitled to a certain sort of treatment, and I was just married a few scant years ago, so I don't know why I'm always thrown into the dungeon with all the spiders and cow pee.
Ramona's like, well, I'm so sorry to make you feel that way, okay?
And Sonia's just going,
I feel bad too, Lou. I feel bad too. You don't just come back. You don't have to sleep in that shithole.
Yeah. By the way, I also liked when Luann declared that she was not a spoiled brat, how they were all like, yeah. Not sure about that, Luann.
You know, she was saying that as she drove in the carpool lane, you know, like so then, throwing a plastic bottle out the window.
Littering, not cutting up her soda six pack rings.
Yeah.
So once they grovel enough, Luann's like, well, I mean, I can't deny my fans. So, well, listen, I'll tell you one thing, Ramona. I'm going to kick your ass in tennis. And I'm staying in my house tonight because I'm 10 minutes away in the village that everyone wants to be in. Okay, you got that straight, honey pie.
Ramona's like, you know what? I'm owning it. Okay, she had a right to be upset. Set. I'm owning it now. I'm owning it.
Ramona's struggle to stay nice and be this like nice new Ramona through this episode is so funny because she does normally what she takes a whole season to do, where normally she's an asshole all season and then she's called on it and then denies it and then screams and yells what a slut you are and then goes, I'm sorry, okay? Sometimes I say things I shouldn't be saying, okay? But now she's doing it like every 5 minutes. She's just on a loop where she says something shitty and then she's like, I'm sorry.
I own it, right?
Just to keep people off her ass.
My theory is the reason why she was so quick to apologize to Luann is that she needed to build up friendship capital so that way she could spend it to go to her friend's party later that night and leave them all behind. Okay, so I think that she was like, okay, I'm going to do a bunch of nice things in the morning so when I ditch them at night, they won't be mad at me, okay?
Okay. So Dorinda's like, do we have to go to the party tonight? I just want to be a loser and stay here. You know, Ramona, enough is enough, all right? You know, so, I don't even want to go to Steve Jobs' house. That could be awkward. Like, that could be awkward. Anybody know Steve Jobs? I love Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I don't want to go. It's like, I don't even want to see Conway Twitty. You know, I don't want to see anyone right now. You know what I'm saying? So Ramona's like, whoa. I'm really surprised these girls don't even want to go to the party. I mean, aren't they? How many hours can we like look at each other's faces, okay? I mean, let's get some good action, all right? Let's get some food, some wine, some dancing, some men. Maybe we'll see Mario or my best friend slash daughter, Avery. I mean, I'm ageless and she's the same age as me because we're both ageless. That makes us the same age, which means that she'll probably be at the party too, okay?
And Dorinda's like, you were a disaster last night, Sonia. What about when that girl Elise called you arm candy? I was like, take it back.
And then Tinsley's like, yeah, and then she threw it on me. She's a trophy wife. And Sonia goes, yeah, I threw it on her because she's the trophy wife.
Yeah, she's like, Sonia's like, I mean, I was a hardworking life. I picked out fabrics every now and then for things.
I gardened. She said, yeah. I gardened, okay? I wasn't just sitting around in a muumuu all day. And Tinsley's like, I was hardworking too. And Sonia goes, you didn't even know where the shoe repair shop was in our neighborhood. I mean, you don't even know where the shoe repair shop is.
First sign of being a trophy wife, if someone says, hey, where do I fix my shoe? And you can't say where the cobbler is, you're a trophy wife. To be our stand-up with Jeff Foxworthy. If you don't know where the shoe repair man is, then you might just be a trophy wife.
Oh, God. You know that Sonia is that woman in the shoe repair store, right? He's just always there. Like, I'm sorry, it's not the right shade. This is going to be free, right? It's like a poor ex-trophy wife. Like, can we fix these? Like, ma'am, there's no soul left on these. I don't care. Just screw the heel into my foot here.
Having soul is overrated. So Leah's like, if you have to explain that you're not a trophy wife, you probably were a trophy wife. Because, you know, when she's like sober, she like doesn't open her jaw very much. So she's like clenched. That's why she probably gets so excited when she's drunk. Because she can be like, I can finally open up my jaw. She's like, yeah, you probably are a trophy wife.
Yeah, she does talk like she's got braces and you just can't see them.
Yeah.
You know, like those little rubber bands. Braces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the rubber bands keeping your mouth closed. So
she probably has sympathy braces for her daughter. She's like, well, my daughter has braces, so I thought I'd get them too, just to go with it with her.
So Leah's like, well, you know, you got upset that lady said to you, you know, you're a trophy wife, and then you said it to Sonia, and Sonia's like, okay, so Tinsley found it offensive. Touche. That's a touche, Ramon.
That's a touche.
That's a touche.
I like that they're still discussing the marriage touche. This is now like two episodes late. God, they've been in the Hamptons a long time. Wow. I think, right? Because touche was 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. It's just until Ramona fucking learns what touche is. I mean, it could be seasons. This could be a 5-season arc.
Yeah. I'm surprised no one said, word, word.
So next we get the tennis coach, Adriano.
Adriano comes over and Ramona's like she's like put on her like bustiest tennis outfit, and Adriano's like, oh, I like your tennis outfit, you know, and Ramona's like, well, he's probably the hottest tennis pro in the Hamptons, okay? Everyone loves hitting on him. He's Italian, he's tall, he's gorgeous. What else can I say? Okay, I'll say more then. He reminds me of Mario, okay? I think I'm gonna marry him, even though I swear I don't love him anymore, when I really do. Hey, Adriano, want to go into quarantine with me? Okay.
Ramona is basically living the life that she would be in so much trouble for if she was a man. She's just like, I'm going to hire anybody I can bang, okay? Like, anybody I can bang, okay? I don't even want people delivering my Amazon Prime packages unless they can slap me in the face with their penis when they're done. It's like, she's not even trying to hide it at all.
She is. She's basically she's taking the Me Too movement and like, whoa, me too. I get a hot guy also.
Yeah.
She's hitting balls around with Adriano, and I love her like version of Monica Seles or Hannah from Summer House is that every time she hits a ball, she goes, bow, 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 whoa. It's like bow, a different like whoa,
bow,
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 bow, bow, bow.
And then she just gets so mad, she's like, damn it. Damn it. I love people that don't practice tennis or practice anything. And you're like, damn it, if I just try one more time. Like, no, Ramona.
I know. And her scraggly, like, unkempt tennis court.
And then Luann finally gets there, and she's trying to get in the gate. And she's reaching over the gate going, Ramona, how do I get this gate open? Oh, God, no respect. Here I am. It smells like pee out here. There's spiders on the gate. Oh, there it is. It's like, yes, it's the same latch that's on every gate ever made.
I know. I mean, for crying out loud. She tells me first, she just puts me in the basement, and then she doesn't even have a doorman at the gate. I mean, what sort of hovel is this?
So she sees the Italian guy and is immediately like, boner town. So she's like, yes. Oh, buongiorno, Mario Luigi, pasta, pasta, pasta sauce. How about that ragu face?
Alfredo Ziti, Super Mario Brothers. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Lorraine Bracco. Am I right?
Little Italy.
Chuck E. DiGiorno. Cheese, big boy. Chuck E. Cheese.
Monica Bellucci.
So he's like, oh, hello, bada, bada. And she's like, oh, well, you haven't lost your accent, hey? And he's like, oh, in case you didn't understand, she said, I still have accent. And Ramona's like, you know what? Your accent sounds very, whatever. I don't know. It's great. Keep the accent, Adriano. Keep it.
Yeah, and Ramona's like, you know, Luann, I mean, she always had a good body, but now it's awesome, you know? And Luann's like, thanks, Ramona. She's, I'm trying to be nice. Oh, really? Oh, good job. Don't try too hard. It's just not your MO. That was funny. That was funny, me.
Now,
good job,
that was a touche, Ramona. That was a touche.
Sonia screaming from the second floor. So Ramona's like, you know what? We're not going to go to the party tonight, Luann. We all decided. She's like, oh, well, your friends will be very disappointed, won't they, Ramona? She's like, well, my most important friends are right here, Luann. She's like, you fucking liar.
Yeah. You know what I do with my most important friends? I like them to have their own time together. So later on tonight, I'm probably going to leave you because you're the most important people. I have to go spend time with less important people so that way they feel as important as you, okay?
So then Dorinda comes down and just heckles everybody the whole time yeah. and mocks them, which is, you know, how I play tennis. So
she looks like a cockatoo. She's like standing there so happy. She's like, hey, hit the boy. Hey, that ball. Hey, that ball. Yay. Good job, Ramona. You almost hit that ball. That was a good job. That was a good job. Hey, you win. Hey, imagine if I fell over there. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, Ramona. I'm sure you're being real sexy. I'm sure Adriano really likes that. Because Ramona's trying to make cute poses, but she's like lifting her butt up and like... She's like, isn't that working, Ramona? Yeah. And then she tells us, Ramona Singer uses the 80s way of hiring. They have to be good looking, they have to be fit, and they have to be somewhat dateable. It's like, since when is that the 80s? Like, that's like the modern way of hiring people.
I know, exactly. That continues to this day, unfortunately, despite any sort of movement. Luann, meanwhile, is just like losing her mind. She's like, keeps looking at Adriano. She's like, he's gorgeous, just gorgeous. I'm like, what are these women fawning over with this guy? He's just like a very, like, ordinary version of, like, the other one that's not Owen Wilson.
Girl, tall Luke. Guys can get away with anything. They could be fugly,
with an
poor.
Accent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you finally get one in your house. They poop too much. They take up the whole bed. Nothing fits them. They're always taking all the blankets. Give me a short guy any day. Tall guys are overrated. Get out of here, Lurch.
Yeah. Ronnie, is it true that you played tennis as a child?
Of course. I played every sport terribly as a child. My mother put me in everything. Yeah, my mom was a tennis lady, and she played tennis with all the ladies at the country club every night. And so all the kids were forced to be friends with each other, and we all went to tennis. And we had a really mean tennis instructor named David, and he used to chase me down. And, like, well, it was all of us, but I was the one who got hit all the time because I wouldn't run. I never believed in running, even then. No. And he would pelt me with tennis balls really hard and call me fatso. Super fun times. Thanks, El Paso Country Club.
Wow. Well, it's too bad. You could have been the next Boris Becker.
I don't know who that is. I know all the girl ones because my sister and my mom were really into it. Monica Seles, Martina Navratilova.
What was her name? Jennifer Capriati, the young phenom.
Oh, I also knew Pete Sampras. Well, didn't know him. I knew
Pete
Sampras.
Well, Pete Sampras is a friend of mine. We once passed by each other in the frozen food aisle of a Citronella. Isn't that what they call it in the Hamptons? Whatever that store is. Anyway, Citrine. I don't know. We're friends. now we're thinking. We're like fantasizing about Pete Sampras.
When we do these on-demand videos, I have to not let myself watch you for too long because I just start watching you like a TV. Like,
I guess we should tell people that we are on demand. Did you mention that at the top of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I wasn't listening. I guess I was in my own head. Dreamy of Adriano, my Italian heartthrob tennis instructor.
Yeah, I'm like Dorinda on OnlyFans, just playing with my boobs over here on this side of the... Okay, so the point is...
Cabaret, right? Let me tell you something. I beat each and every one of those spiders in doubles. Am I right? So Dorinda's like... Dorinda has a good read on it. She's like, yeah... This whole match, this has nothing to do with tennis. Lou is competitive and will decimate Ramona. And Ramona will pretend to play and have a chit-chat to try to impress Adriano, okay? That's what's happening over here.
And then Luann wins, and she's like, good game, stupid. And Dorinda's like, nothing is a better panacea than winning.
Yeah, Luann goes, oh, I'm having a ball over here. Revenge. Like, I love how evil she gets. Like, somehow this tennis court has been... I'm surprised we didn't get a single flashback to that iconic tennis match with Ramona and Mario versus
Luann and Jill.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because they don't want to give Jill Zarin one fucking second of airtime, you know? It's like, you give Jill Zarin 1 second of airtime, and then for 2 years, like, I'm on the newest season of Real Housewives in New York. Tune in for me. Oh, they just cut me out. They cut me out. That's how much respect they got for a classic, right?
Yeah. I mean, you would think that this was going to be Jill's big moment, especially since she had a big scene last season where she was actually playing tennis with Luann. So, like, I'm sure she was, like, primed and ready to go. Like, she's probably in the hedge. She probably was stuck at the gate. She's like, hey, can someone help me out over here? Hey, Jill, hi.
That's the sound of the ring when Jill shows up.
Hi.
all the spiders lined up at the gate and were like, you shall not pass.
So then Tinsley and Leah are in the room getting ready or something. And Leah's like, yeah. You know, Sonia's great, love her and everything, but she really won't stop fucking with you. And last night she told me, I married the fucking bank. And then we get a clip of Sonia in that weird bowling alley. He's like, I don't need this. I don't need the mansions. I don't need the bowling alleys. I married the bank. Not the banker. I married the bank.
Yeah, I'm like, that bank really worked out well for you when you were like $6 million in debt because you tried to finance some sort of John Travolta film. And now we're winding up in your daughter's apartment with towels on the window.
I know. When was the last time
I'm like,
Wells
did you marry the Jose Bank? Like, which bank was it?
Yeah. Oh, Sonia, you shouldn't have married Frost. It's going to be the first to go. You know it.
And then she's married the teachers union, credit union.
I married the bank. It was a piggy bank, but it was a bank nonetheless.
She's married the check cashing store.
I married Western Union.
I married the coin star, not the quarter.
I married the thing that the Girl Scouts store their money in.
Their bra?
I married a bra.
I married the bra.
She's like, I had a private island. I had the yacht. It's like, are we back here again, Sonia?
I know. And Tinsley's like, it is so sad she won't move on. Hold on. He's moved. Hold on. I see a little blue dot moving. What's her husband's name? Topher?
Scott. Topher?
No, it's not Topher. What is it?
Oh, Topper.
Topper, yeah. I see him moving. Yeah. He's moving. I gotta go. Sorry, I ruined it because my housewives history is rusty today. What the
Sonia
hell?
Sonia totally has to move on from the past. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I have to go get my hair curled because it's kind of my signature look from 2003.
So Leah's like, Leah's like, the yacht has sailed, honey. Which she's going to repeat 97 times. So yes. Adriano and Lou. So it's after the tennis game and Lou's, you know, coming on really hard to this poor guy. She's like, you single, Lurch? And he's like, oh, you know, it's very hard to meet someone special in the city. And she's like, oh.
She's like, I can't imagine you're having a hard time meeting someone. I mean, and you're single? I mean, it's ridiculous. Have you ever thought about putting on a bandana on? Growing out a small little goatee and maybe commandeering a pirate ship. Has that ever occurred to you? Because that would really be hot for me.
Have you ever considered doing some lines from Perfect Strangers? What a fun little sitcom. You should try it. Mind if I call you Balky?
Okay. Apos is real. How about this? We do the dance of joy and I'll hop into your arms. All right, hit it, boys.
He's like, it will happen in the right time. And she's like, the right time, yes, yes. It could happen today. And he's like, no, I don't know about today. I don't know about that. She's like, oh, wow, well, you just shot me down. I fought the law and the law won. You sure?
Those are pretty strong words for a tennis pro to say to a cabaret star who lives in Sag Harbor, no less. You want to reconsider that? Maybe I'll throw in some Chianti. That was Italian for you.
You have you ever fucked a lady with stretched credit in a roundhouse? Think about it.
Do you know what it's like to pick Giovanni sequins out of your pubic hair? Think about it.
So later on, Ramona is at the grill. I mean, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a 9-hour recap. I mean, I just know. Ramona at the grill is all I needed. I would have been fine for the whole season watching Ramona at the grill.
I know. It was like, I mean, I know that Bobby Flay lives in the Hamptons, but this was really taking it up a notch. So so that was an unintentional Emerald reference, too, in the middle of that. So then Ramona's at the grill, and she's like, really? Like only one side of this grill is going on right now? I mean, like, come on. Like, why aren't the other ones kicking in? Like, what's wrong? What's happening with this grill, okay? And then she, like, nearly lights herself on fire, which is a great callback to when Luann almost did the same thing in the Berkshires. I think that, like, God's trying to send a message to these women. Like, God is trying to burn them alive. Like, I don't know how many times how many times can these women avoid a massive, massive fire? Because it's twice in this episode at least.
Well, I think God's just trying to say, make things easier. Like, maybe inspire somebody to make an easier grill. Because that is some bullshit. Have you ever tried to light one of those fuckers?
Yeah.
I can't.
They are very, very difficult.
There's nothing as emasculating as a grill, okay? My dad's like, hey, want to help? Why don't you start that grill? And I'm like, this is just so he can feel better than me. Because he knows I'm not going to be able to start that grill. You're pressing that red button, nothing ever fucking happens. Stupid grills.
And it goes click, 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 click. And then you think you're going to blow yourself up. And I don't understand, why is it that like the stove is easy to light usually, but the grill isn't? Like, why can't they design grills to operate like stoves? Like, it drives me nuts. In my old apartment, my old apartment complex used to have a grill. And it was it's the same thing. It's like click, 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 click. And then you think you're going to blow yourself up. It's very scary. I'm with Ramona on this, actually, a little bit.
No kidding. Like, we're all a prom guest in Gary by the time I'm done, like, trying to grill the damn steak.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Dorinda, inside, all the girls are standing in the kitchen. Dorinda's like, hey, Louis, you want to try this? It's called Frosé. And she's like, oh, is there alcohol in this? She's like, oh,
yeah, that's right. There is alcohol. Like, I mean, she's fully offering her a glass of Frosé. Louis's like, Dorinda's like, no, I don't think that Louis is an alcoholic. I mean, I think that, you know, she just is like, you know, I think that she loves cocaine, okay? I'll just say it. She loves cocaine, but not alcohol, okay? I just want the old Luann back. The old Luann that gets wasted and is not an alcoholic.
Yeah, and I love how she puts it, because she's like, I don't think Dorinda is an alcoholic. I mean, I've been drinking with her for years. So Leah's like, so guys, I helped setting the table or whatever. And Ramona goes, oh, yeah. Thanks for helping with the table, Leah. And she goes, you're welcome. She goes, you didn't do it, Leah. There's no forks and knives. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, by the way, Mercedes, Ramona's like hired help, is out there setting the table. And I don't know why she's saying, like, thank you for doing it, Leah. And she's like, yeah, no forks and knives. There's no forks and knives. And so Leah's like, well, your woman said that they're in the napkins. Oh, she did that? She normally does that for buffets. You know what? Never mind. Forget it. Fine. We'll just have a buffet setting for a non-buffet lunch. It's fine. I'm not mad at all, okay?
And Leah's like, she said they were in there. She's like, oh, really? She put forks and knives and napkins? Was she an idiot?
And they're just like, that's not nice. Why you talk to her that way? That's not nice. That's not... And Luann goes, unbelievable. And I'm like, they're fighting over the roll-ups. The roll-ups of napkins and forks and knives.
And then Ramona, of course, is immediately like, sorry, okay?
Don't let her talk to you like that. She's a bitch. She's a bitch. Come on, Leah. Don't let her talk. Get mad, Leah. Get mad.
Dorinda's like, do not let her do that to you. You better get in the face and say, back it up, bitch. And Leah's like, I'm not offended. I don't care. She's like, don't be like that, Leah. God, she's you're more bitch, terrifying.
And then Ramona goes, Leah. Cheese or no cheese on your turkey burger? Cheese or no cheese? Cheese or no cheese?
Oh,
I'm just a lovely, sweet hostess.
Listen to her now with your gentle voice. Now that's your gentle voice now.
She's a bitch with spiders in the basement.
And Leah's like, this is how me and my family talk to each other, so it doesn't really offend me. And so he's like, you need therapy.
You know what I need? I need a cutting board, okay? So anyone even help me, all right? She just leaves. If I were in her house, I would help. I would help. Well, I'll just find my cutting board myself, okay? You know what I really miss? Mario. This is why I need to have Mario. You need to have a man who could do the grills. I don't have it all my face, okay?
Why doesn't Mercedes do all this stuff? Like, what the hell is Mercedes doing over there, you know? Like, it's rude to be rude to the help, but you're allowed to be rude to other people's help. Listen, I'm a Lisa Vanderpump fan, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I felt bad that Mercedes was barely even getting credit for setting the table. Leah was going to get all the credit.
Yeah. Oh, poor Mercedes. Never name your child Mercedes. Rich people want to own you and work you too hard, you know, just like the car. Don't do that. Go with Sarah. It's easier, you know?
Sarah, yeah. Good call.
Advice from your auntie, okay? So then they're having lunch, and Dorinda's like, to the hostess with the mostest, and sometimes with bite. Hey, girls, the little coffee cups, girls.
Touché. So then Yes, they do that, and then they're like, it's like, thank you to Luann for coming up from the lower level
basement, spider caverns.
So it's like, so, Dorinda, I was telling Luann about a conversation that we had that was really touching. It was Sisterhood of the Traveling Pantalones, okay?
That was for you, Adriano.
What makes you feel vulnerable? When was the last time you cried, okay?
And Luann's like, well, I can tell you this. It was very difficult yesterday not having a drink after being in the basement.
I was like, oh, okay.
I'll tell you what'll drive you to drink. A brown recluse that I think I almost saw. That was hard. Wow.
And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know, now that you're out, don't you realize it's kind of nice to have someone in the watchtower looking down, aiming a rifle at you in case you do something wrong. Bam! Right in the back of the head. And maybe I isn't that comforting, you know, when you've got that.
I love Dorinda's, like, she always has a strange metaphor every episode. And last week was about the iceberg, and this week was, you know, it's awful that you had someone in a watchtower all year, but you really wish not to have someone in a watchtower, because then you look up at the watchtower and no one's there, and you're like, who's in the watchtower? And I was like, I don't know who's all along the watchtower, but I'm going to go up to the watchtower, and I'm going to say, hey, someone's not here. Someone get John. You get up here. It's hard not having a husband who doesn't know how to get into a watchtower. John doesn't even go up the stairs. He can't get into the watchtower. What are we talking about?
John can barely even watch from the couch. Falls asleep every time. I said, listen, it's Homeland. Carrie's about to get out of this pickle. Come on, John. Now he sleeps.
Yeah. Anyway, so Luann's like, well, yes, as I was saying before this, very labored watchtower situation. It was hard for me to drink last night. I'm just going to reiterate once again, it was hard for me as a cabaret star to not drink amongst a cascade of spiders falling on my eyeballs. Very, very difficult. So if you want to extend any sort of sympathy towards me, I will be receiving it now. Thank you very much.
And Leah's like, you know, there's so many things going on in her mind. I mean, is her family going to be mad? Is she going to disappoint her friends? You know, but people were like that with me, and at some point you just have to say, go fuck yourself, Mom. I'm going to start a mansion on fire with a tiki torch. About that, bitch. Right?
Well, you know what, Luann? I'm proud of you because that took a lot of courage. I mean, I wasn't really listening to what you were saying. I think it was something about, like, you found an armadillo on the side of the road, and then I think that was really courageous of you. So thank you for sharing that, okay?
Ding dong. Hi! The Jill Zarin ring goes off. And
I'll tell you what I'm vulnerable about. Hi.
And in come Ed and Michael, Sonia's dog groomers. Wow. Yeah. So Luann sees this dog groomer guy and just starts falling all over herself. This looked like a Garbage Pail Kid version of, like, Robert Redford,
Bolt.
You know?
I was about to say Bolt from Soap Dish. It was a guy who, like, peaked in 1988, you know, walking around shirtless in Chelsea, bopping around to, like, I got the moves, baby, you got the motion. And, like, he is still holding on to that moment with, you know, fairly well preserved with various, you know, updates, you know, and he has, like, what, Ralphie Wiggum hair that's, like, trying to be some sort of endless summer ode. It was a disaster, and Lou fell for every single inch of it.
But once I saw this, I couldn't unsee it. Doesn't he look like someone's mom? Like, just facially. I know it's hard to imagine because he's, like, all muscular and stuff, but then he also looks like the mean lady down the street from me who's just, like, mad that I wouldn't eat her cookies. Mm-hmm. Like, literally is mean to me because I wouldn't eat her cookies one day. She just, like, has a scary lady face.
Yeah, if he actually just sort of, like, did his hair up and, like, maybe wore, like, a kind of like a brown hat with a feather in it, he could look like a very waspy woman. Yes. Right? Like a waspy woman out on a nature walk.
Yes, and he's even got kind of Karen hair.
Yeah, there's a certain short hairstyle that women can rock that makes them look very, very wealthy and waspy, and he sort of has that.
Crystal in the comments just said, it's his Kate plus 8 face.
I resent that because I'm currently growing Kate Gosselin hair, and if I take off these headphones, you'll see my hair in the back, like, spring up like that little sort of, like, bush that she has in the back.
Don't do that.
Shrub. No, don't do it. I can't help it.
Okay.
My hair is going into a natural Kate Gosselin state. I can't. It's terrible. There's nothing I can do about it.
So Luann is boner town again. Second time, yes, in like 5 minutes. So she's like, oh, you have a business? What are you? Who are you? What are you? Dog grooming, you say? Really? Ooh. This is a thing? People. Sonia, the dog groomer is here. Sonia.
Just like, wow, really, I'd like to be groomed. How do you do? I know this must be difficult for you, being in the presence of such a large cabaret star, but I assure you, I'm very down to earth. Come this way, come this way.
Sonia, of course, is like, Luann is very excited about your business. And she's like, well, I said, groomers for dogs. What's next?
I mean, what a crazy world we live in. Oh, next we're going to have people who drive cars for other people. Wow.
What if people had cars? What if people had groomers for their car? I mean, what is next? You're just going to go somewhere and then your car's groomed? This guy,
he is hilarious. He told a great joke about... I don't know what the joke was about, but it was great, whatever it was.
So outside, they start washing this dog, right? He's washing the dog. It's in the sink.
So
Luann comes over and she's like, oh, look at you, washing a dog, grooming in a sink. So, do you need help? And he's like, no.
You need me to hold him? Well, yeah. Anything? Anything at all?
He's like, do you have a dog? He's like, yes, his name is Aston. Aston.
Aston Martin, which should give you the idea that I might be very wealthy. Even though I might not be. Anyway, the point is this. I can hold a dog. And look at the way you're using this sink. I love things in sinks. Wow. Wow.
So they
go
outside,
chemistry.
And this guy is covered now in dog. Anyone who's ever watched a damn dog knows what this guy smells like. I could smell him through my TV, and it was not pretty. Okay? Especially Sonia's dog. You know that dog is covered in, like, little droplets of pee from sleeping with Sonia and, like, whatever she left in her bed that night. You know, like old spaghetti or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a stinky, stinky smell. So
probably, like, covered with, like, Taboo, right? Like, some, like, fragrance from the 80s.
Yes, like a mix.
So, dog and Taboo.
Sonia comes over and she's like, Lou needs a massage like that on her shoulders. She's so tense. Aren't you, Luann? And Luann's like, oh, my
she's
shoulders.
Like, oh, I mean, don't be ridiculous. He's a dog groomer, but I mean, I am so tense. I mean, I had to sleep in a room with spiders 2 nights ago. Oh, it's still in my shoulders. Oh, yearning for a man's touch, a real man's touch, if you know what I'm saying.
So he's like, sir, well, sit down. Like, this guy has not been treated like this since, like, Goonies came out. You know what I mean? He's like, what? He's like, okay, sit down. So he starts he's all wet. Oh, it's just grossing
his shirt
out.
And she is there looking beautiful. And his, like, wet, fuckboy body is just, like, pressing against her back. And he's like, well, let me tell you about the time I went to the Short Circuit premiere. She's like, yes, delightful.
Whatever did happen to Mary, what was her name? Master Antonio? What was her name?
Mary Master Antonio. Whatever happened, I'll tell you, whatever happened to Mary Stuart Masterson? That's what I want to know. I want to know what Mary Stuart Masterson and Mary Master... Virgin Mary, am I right? What happened to her? You know, we always find out what happened to Jesus, but what happened to Virgin Mary? Am I right? Am I right, everyone?
Oh my God, Luann is so 1980s with her Virgin Mary references.
So he's massaging her, and then she's like, I love this. And Sonia goes, so do I. I'm a voyeur. So yeah, Sonia's making it even more sexual. And then Luann goes, you have great hands.
Yeah. And then they do this, like, side by side of Luann getting pampered and Marley getting pampered. Like, it's this hilarious, like, and then it's just like, it's just that. And then she's like, oh, do you make house calls? Like, maybe even to perhaps a very roundhouse.
And he's like, yeah. Here's my number. And then when she walks away, they keep looking back at each other. Well, first they give like a little kiss, right? It's like, oh, you disappeared for a second. You back?
I know. So did you.
But you're back. So they keep giving each other the sucks. She's like, gross.
And then it like cuts to Sonia, like, because there's like this fan that's blowing on Marley, I guess, to dry him off. And Sonia just like turns around and sticks her ass in the fan and just like picks up whatever her like her cover up and just starts like shaking her ass in the Marley fan. Just, like, while Luann is just like getting this sensual massage from this like creepy, you know, former international male model.
And then the other dog groomer guy's like, "You're going to be massaging all night."
Oh. So now everyone's getting all dressed up because it's dinner time. So they're getting dressed up to go downstairs, which is very Love Island to anyone who watches that show, where they just get like all dressed up like they're going to go out to like the biggest club in like the UK. But they're just going out to the backyard.
Yeah. And Ramona's getting dinner ready, and Tinsley and Sonia are talking in the kitchen. And Tinsley's like, "Yeah, well, you know, I need my dogs groomed. Like, I want to give them really big heads and the little tiny skinny bodies because I don't want them to look fat." And Sonia goes, "Don't tell your dogs they look fat." She goes, "It's my job. I'm a stage mom."
Yeah. Well, Tinsley goes, "I didn't tell them they look fat." And Sonia goes, "Well, you look at them like they're fat." She just gives like Tinsley just gives them really judgy eyes, and Tinsley doesn't even deny that point. She's like, "I just look at them like my mom looks at me. That's all."
Yeah, it's called mothering.
So Leah's like very excited. She's like, "Yeah, I'm just like excited because it's just gonna be a night where we're staying in, and it's just gonna be a night of girl bonding. Like, I don't have to worry about some weirdo white dude showing up." And then, of course, it cuts to this guy.
Enter like, weirdo white dude.
Weirdo white dude, basically. So, like, Gargamel enters, but, like, Gargamel in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hi, how's it going?"
Ramona's like, "Whoa, Jack, you got a lot of color. It's crazy. Come on in."
And he's like, "No tan whatsoever." So Ramona describes this guy, and this is how I want to be described, by the way. She goes, "Well, Jeff, he's a character. He actually makes the greatest lasagna, and he's a very good pianist." I was like, okay, we'll lead with those things, sure. Certainly sounds like a character. God, I love those good lasagna-making pianists. Wow, what a character.
So Leah is talking to Mercedes because there's no one else to talk to, and she goes, "What is he doing here? Like, it's supposed to be a pussy party. Where's the pussy?" And Mercedes is just cracking up, you know?
She's like, "Oh my God, I can't wait till I tell my friends."
So Ramona's like, "The girls wanted to stay in, so I invited people. Everyone's at the party." Ramona is trying to steal guests from her friend's party because she can't go to the party.
She really is. She is cannot deal. So Jeff walks up to Luann and is like, "Hey, what's going on? Remember, we met once. Remember, you gave me your number after I told you I made really good lasagna, you know?" And she's like, "Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's so funny." And then in her interview, she's like, "Phone number? No, sorry. I don't even recognize you. Maybe just the lights from the cabaret in my eyes. No, you're ugly. Get away."
So Ramona's like, "Yeah, you know, I just started calling hot guys. Justin, Jack, Ed, Carl, Michael, Benjamin. You know, call them all.
Yo. Benito, Frank, and Frank,
what is,
Frank.
What does that say about Jack? That only Jack came.
You know,
I know. Jack's apart. Yeah,
I know. Poor Jeff / Jack, because he goes by Jeff and Jack apparently. Because some of them call him Jeff, some of them call him
true?
Jack.
That is what happened, right? God damn it! I wrote down Jack, and then I heard Jeff, and then I heard Jack. Are you making fun of me, or is that, did they really keep changing his name?
Because his name is Jeff, but Sonia called him Jack.
Oh.
But I think Jack is an acceptable nickname for Jeff, oddly enough, which
is
really,
it?
I think so.
Well, now like, it is.
Well, Jack is an acceptable nickname for John, which doesn't make any sense to me, by the way. I don't like a nickname that is, I don't like that. I don't like a nickname that has no bearing on the original name. Just because
they're
a
both
J.
One syllable.
Jack for Jeff? Why do you have to even make a nickname for Jeff? Why do you have to turn Jeff into Jack?
Yeah, you don't need to shorten or, Jeff.
I mean, Jeffrey to Jack, maybe, but still. Who was like, who had to turn Jeffrey into Jack that they couldn't just say Jeff or even free?
I don't know, but I'm furious.
I'm furious.
So Leah is with Tinsley and she's sipping some cranberry, some of Tinsley's drink. And she's like, "What is this? I thought you said this was cranberry juice." And Tinsley's like, "Oh, sorry. There's no ice. There's actually vodka in there." And Leah's like, I don't care. I'll fucking drink it. It's like,
yeah, whatever.
Dun, dun, dun. It's like,
well, as long as she's drinking near me, I got this. She's not going to wind up going off the deep end. No way. I'm like, yes, you will. You're going to totally undermine her.
And then champagne pong.
Yeah, so they start playing champagne pong, which looks super fun. And I was surprised they were just like all into it. Like Ramona was doing it. Everyone was into it. And Tinsy's like, drink, bitch. Drink, bitch.
Drink, bitch.
Like she started.
Yeah, because she had that rasp this season.
She's like, drink, bitch. Bitch.
It's hard enough for me to do Tinsley's voice. I don't know if I can add rasp to it. Like do a Carol Radziwill. Drink, bitch.
No,
drink,
that's Carol. Drink, bitch. It's more of like an Adrian Maloof.
Drink, bitch. I don't know. Yeah, I think that was sort of it.
So Luann's like, well, this is more like a frat party than a nice lady staying in dinner party. If only I could find a groomer. Ladies.
Wow, there's certainly a lot of love in the air. And by that, I mean tennis. Hey, Adriano, you around? No? Dog groomer? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm here. Shut up, Jeff Jack. No one's talking to you.
No one wants a pianist, okay? I'm a solo act.
So Elise shows up because we're just seeing like all sorts of craziness already happening. Like Sonia is like putting her head in bushes. Ramona's chugging the champagne. Like it is madness. So Elise shows up. She's sort of like, I don't know where I stand with Elise just yet. She hasn't really, there hasn't been time to establish her personality yet. She just sort of is at like kind of a Barbara level at the moment.
Established her personality. She sucks. Okay. That's what I say about it. Elise sucks.
Yeah, well, she didn't get wasted like everyone else, so that's already a problem.
She's like a snotty-ass lady, but she's not fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have a high tolerance for snotty-ass ladies who are fun. In fact, I love them. But I don't like just a snotty, mean old lady, you know?
Right.
Not old. Yeah. She's probably my age, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the bottom. The jury is still out for me on Elise. But either way, she's there. She's just sort of like, wow, this is crazy. So then Sonia, we just get a random clip. Sonia's like, Luann, did you bring my vibrator I asked you to get me? Luann. So that's the origin story on that front.
And Leah's like, why? Are you going to masturbate for everybody? It's like, be careful.
If you want me to.
Don't even normalize it to the point where it's out there like that, you know?
You don't mess with the Morgan vibrator.
So Leah's getting shit-faced already, right? She's pretty drunk now. So she's like, oh, Jack. Look at you, Jack. Yeah, I like it. And Ramona goes, you need to get off of him 2 syllables, okay? He's got to go. And she's like, he's fine. And Sonny goes, oh, my God, Jeff, she doesn't like any guy. She likes you. What is it about you? The same reason most of us like guys, booze.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, it's so funny. She doesn't want any guy here. But I'm like, why did you like this guy? It was so amazingly rude. And then she has her vibrator. All of a sudden, Sonia has her vibrator, and she's just like walking around with it, playing with it, coddling it, singing into it.
Putting
you know,
in her boobs. It's like boobies rubbing herself.
Luann's like, is this how I look when I get drunk? And where the hell did Sonia get that dildo?
Luann's like, watch your head, girls. Watch your head. She's got a vibrator in her ass. And Sonia cuts to Sonia trying to stick a vibrator into Tinsley. And Tinsley's just rolling on the ground trying to get away. And then Leah says, Sonia, I'm going to have to put my finger up your ass. You'll stop it.
And Jeff goes, I think I'm going to go. Got a lasagna to make on the piano top. So then Dorinda's like, okay. Hey, Ramona, you said something the other night that really hurt my feelings. You said that When we were at Tuto or something, we were both walking out and Alberto was there and he was like, how's John? And you said she'll be done with him in 2 years. And then everyone goes, oh, I said that? And then we see footage of them at a restaurant and Ramona's going, yeah, she'll have a new guy in 2 years. No, I love him. Mm-hmm. You love him? But you can have a new guy, okay?
Yeah, 2 years. That's my witch prediction, okay? It's my witchy prediction. And so, which came true, by the way. So then Luann's like, really, Ramona? I can't believe you. It's so insensitive.
I mean, first she sticks me down in the dungeon that smells of dragon pee, and then there's spiders coming down my head. And then she says this about John. Has she no limit?
But Dorinda's totally that girl who's like, you know what, John? Like, he can't do anything to help me. I just want a man who can help me with things. And then people are like, well, maybe he's not right for you. How dare you say that? Yeah. You better back it up.
So then outside, Tinsley and Leah are getting naked. Leah has just taken off all her clothes. She's buck naked. And she's like, you know, you can only hear about yachts and things being day class A for so long before you just have to, you know, just jump in a pool, you know? So she just jumps in the pool. And Tinsley's like trying to be like spontaneous and fun too, but she gets stuck in her own dress. She's like, oh, I can't take it off. Oh, am I too fat, mother? Am I too fat, mother?
And Leah's like, get naked now. This is a fuck you to high society.
I know. So Tinsley jumps into the pool with like her bra on and stuff. And then she's like, my eyelashes are wet. My eyelashes are wet.
Also, High Society was Tinsley's TV show, so that was pretty cool.
That's true.
You, ma'am. So Leah's like, I hate these fucking tikis. And she's got a bottle of champagne with her, and she just starts
projecting the vuv at the tiki, which, by the way, alcohol and fire are not always great mix, but she's like, they suck. They represent bullshit. You know, I respect that stance, but I also love the idea of like throwing vuv from a pool in the Hamptons at a tiki torch because you can't stand the oppression it represents when you're like gallivanting around and like truly like the pinnacle of society.
Yeah. They represent bullshit. And Tinsley goes, they represent a fun party. And she goes, no, they don't, honey. You don't watch the news, do you?
I love that, being like enlightenment in the middle of this drunken party.
I'm like, wow, way to bring up a white power rally in Charlottesville. That, you know,
I only know because she
apparently said it on Watch What Happens Live. Someone was talking about it on Facebook, and I was cracking up that, of course, she's like, well, I was actually speaking against white nationalists in that scene, Andy, when I was topless swinging champagne at a tiki.
I thought she was making some statement about like, you know, some sort of like, you know, white colonization of Hawaii. But actually, I totally forgot about those tiki torches in Charlottesville. Ugh.
Yeah, well, so gross.
Well, I'm glad that Leah really took a stance at that moment with her vote.
Isn't that funny? It's just like, oh yeah, Auntie. It was all because of Charlottesville. What?
That's why.
I mean, what a perfect fucking Real Housewife. That's your answer. Why do you hate tiki torches?
So then Dorinda's like, Dorinda's inside going, you know, it's different with John. I mean, like, the big picture is, he's my friend, and I've accepted him into my life as my friend. I'm like, wow, that's a real romantic thing to say.
Yeah, you know what else is a big picture? Any picture of John. He's big. All right? Big picture.
Yeah, wide angle. I have to use my Advantix, my Kodak Advantix, to take a picture of him and get that extra panorama. So, yeah, she's like, you know, it's like he's family to me now. Like, John would go to the fire with me. Like, I'm about the foundation of the house, and I'm not about the curtains. I'm not about the flooring. I'm about the foundation. And if that foundation catches on fire, John will go into it. So the foundation is going to go into the fire with the foundation.
I believe in insuring foundation as well in saying. Foundation should have life insurance.
So Ramona's like, well, what if I told you? Okay, wait. What if I told you he was at a party giving his number to girls? What if I said it? What if I said it? What if I said that? What if I did it?
She's like, shut up, Ramona. That didn't happen. But I know you're going to try to cause problems right now. Me, Jack.
It's an asshole thing to say. I never met an iceberg or a watchtower that would ever say that, something like that. But you would say it. You would say it.
Just saying, what if we did? It's like, Ramona just pulls things out of her ass. I mean, basically like Tinsley 5 minutes ago. One thing I know for sure is she's never flirted with her.
Yeah.
What kind of defense is that of your slimy-ass boyfriend?
I know, and I love that Luann will take any excuse to be indignant about Ramona. She goes, oh, why are you rolling your eyes, Ramona? Why, Ramona? Speak your truth, Ramona. So then Ramona's like, you know what? Girls have said they've taken her, and he's taken their numbers, and they're in their relationships, and he still hits on them, okay? Okay, I'm sorry, but that's the foundation of your house. And I know it's a bad house because it's by a highway. I'm a maven about these things, okay?
The house doesn't even have a lower level. It has a basement. Okay. Ramona's like, yeah, well, she's a completely different person now than before she was when she started dating John. She goes, you know what? I know she realizes deep down, I just want to hit her with it, okay? And Dorinda's like, that's bullshit, mean. And the man's like, what a rude way to put that. How absolutely rude, Ramona.
She is the Dr. Kevorkian of delivering sensitive news. I thought of that one all day while I was being groomed.
And that's such a Luann thing to say. Isn't Dr. Kevorkian like famously excellent at putting you to sleep? Like, isn't that why people hire him? People want to die and they hire him because he makes it painless and amazing. Like, he makes suicide look like a fucking 4-star resort.
It was painlessly his whole thing was that he wanted to painlessly transition you to the other side. So, like, the Dr. Kevorkian of Sensitive News would painlessly transition you into learning that John is not your ideal choice. Not your ideal mate, I guess.
So then Dorinda just keeps going on and on because Dorinda's wasted now. She just wants it. She's that girl. Like, let's talk about my relationship. And so everybody just basically leaves her because they don't want to listen to this shit. So Elise is stuck there like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can we get Sonia back in here so I can call her an accessory again? That was fun.
So outside, Leah is like, Sonia, get in the pool, bitch. Take it off now. Because now her jaw is unclenched. So now every scene of her jaw is like in maximum length. And so Leah is just now like literally throwing fire. We have never seen this before on a Real Housewives show. Someone who's throwing fire. She's taking these torches and just like ditching them.
I hate these tiki torches. I fucking hate them. She's throwing another one. And Sonia's like, well, I'm not coming in there alone. I'm coming with my medicines. She brings her booze in there.
And by the way, Sonia's throwing the torches also. And by the way, when Leah throws a torch and then Sonia takes the torch like a javelin and like throws it into the underbrush. And I went, oh my God. Because I was like, the fact that it was like such a blatant fire hazard, like that entire lawn could have just like gone up in flames, right? And I was just like, I yelped. I was like, oh my God. Not even a joke. I'm not being funny right now. This is something that actually happened on my couch.
That does really show you the differences between friends, right? Because you're that friend who's like, oh, fire on the lawn. I was like, yes, bitch, yes.
That was hilarious. But I was also like, "Oh my god!"
Throwing it across the room in solidarity.
So then Sonia just peels off her dress. She just like takes it off, and it's just funny because she has a bra on, but like just no bottom. Like she's fully commando. Because I guess for some reason this is now the male of me, which is I always imagine if a woman's going commando, she's going commando all the way. Like I just don't imagine if you're not wearing the bottoms, then you're not going to wear a bra. Like it doesn't make sense. But then it occurred to me, oh, I guess that is a thing. But to me, I was like, that's so weird that she's wearing a bra, but no bra bottom, no bottom, bikini bottom. I learned about women.
Yeah. You see, that's what people come to Crappens for. Learn something new about women. Dorinda is still inside going, you know what, Ramona, don't say anything else about John. He loves you. She's like, I love him too. Okay, I love the way he gives his numbers to so many people. Okay, so sweet. So she's like, he's just not like Richard, okay? He's not as intelligent. He's not as soft-spoken. He's not as dignified. He's not as hairless. He's not as chic. He's not as suave. He's not as tall. He's not as
sweatless. He's not as not smelling like garlicky. He's not as not like a Kool-Aid man.
Not as back pimply. Not as... So she just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and then what's even better is that the producers know that we're watching an iconic episode that we will always remember. And they're like, we want to just give our viewers everything that they could ever want, which is the presence of Ray. Because they just start throwing in these random flashbacks to when Ramona was yelling at John in front of Ray. We just see Ray, trash, he's trash. I'm like, Trash. Doesn't really belong here, but it is perfect. Please just insert Ray into this scene. Thank you.
I have a charity. I help poor people. Trash.
So back out of the pool. So Sonia is like, she is in the pool and she's like, I feel young and fun, which is hilarious. And then Leah's like, Dorinda's in there judging us. She's judging us. Sonia's like, don't invite Dorinda in. She'll ruin it. And then Leah just throws her champagne. I think it was her glass. I think it was her glass.
No, or maybe she throws it. She just flings champagne.
She flishes. She swishes it, right? She goes, whatever, I don't give a fuck.
She's like, shut up, I don't give a fuck.
It's just like a constant stream of glass and liquid flying the whole episode. It's and fire. Glass, liquid, and fire are airborne. It's insane.
And Sonia's yelling at Tinsley to take off her top. And Leah's like, don't be a Park Avenue wet blanket. I hate that.
I hate that. Unless I can use it for a drapery.
Then Luann comes out. It's like, hello. Well. I'm like, listen, lady who probably fucked a dog groomer in the closet today. Can we stop acting like a nun over there?
I know. And Leah goes, Luann. Take that damn outfit, take that denim outfit off and get in the pool. And we're like, let me think about that. No.
So then we see like a close up of a gas can in the pool.
The tiki
gas or whatever. So the girls get out naked and start to go inside. And Dorinda is still whining to Elise.
By the way, they put the tiniest pixelation on Leah's vagina. They're just like, okay, we're putting, as we go, 2x3 pixels wide. we're going to do the bare minimum to get around the sensors right now.
So Luann's like, I can't believe Tinsley, who won't even wear a bathing suit without a wrap, is naked. I wonder what Dale would think about this.
I know. And then we see Luann walk into the kitchen and just Dorinda's like mid-conversation with Elise saying, I mean, maybe I don't want to do it again. Maybe it's too much of a commitment. And Luann's like, okay. Just walked away. Like, I love it. Like, we know what Dorinda's saying. We don't really know what she's saying, but we get it.
Yeah, she's still going on about John. So then Leah comes into the kitchen, and everything Leah has is see-through now. It's like from the bucket hat to now she's in like some see-through sweater, and she doesn't have a bra or anything under. And Dorinda just looks at her boobs, and she goes, no, you need to get that done. It doesn't look good. Cover it up.
Ramona, by the way, was like, Neptune's nymphet. That's what you want. Neptune's nymphet. Okay, it's alliteration. It's also Greek mythology. I'm sorry. So Leah's like, Why don't I cover it up? Are they saggy? What's wrong with it?
Yeah, so are you body shaming me? Go ahead and shame me, Park Avenue. Dorinda's like, you know what?
Come on, take
you have a toilet, right? You need some nipple things. Here, hold on, honey. I've got some. And then she pulls like nipple covers out of her purse. Was it Band-Aids? Was it nipple covers?
I don't know.
And she reaches up under her shirts and starts like sticking shit on her boobs.
She's like, hey, Yoo-hoo. No, literally, I got Yoo-hoo tops. Okay, I'm going to put some Yoo-hoo bottle caps on you. So Dorinda, Luann's like, Dorinda, I think her daughter knows she has breasts. I'm the cool mom.
So Dorinda takes Leah into the bathroom, and you just hear in the bathroom Dorinda going, why do you have wings on your vagina? There's wings on there. And Leah goes, because it flies.
Yeah, I definitely, before this moment when she got out of the pool, when there was like the tiny pixelation, I was like, is that like a reverse Brazilian? It was like this wings that was like a suggestion of a Brazilian in the middle, but maybe it's a tattoo. I was thinking it was
a tattoo. Do you think it was shaved into wings?
No, I think it was a tattoo. At first, yeah, though, I thought it was a reverse, a weird, like, inverted Brazilian.
Oh, God, like those, like, motorcycle guys who are like, I'm bald now, so now I'm going to shave shapes into my face.
Yeah, I'm like, exactly. I was like, I've never seen that. But
you don't know what I mean when guys shave.
No, I know.
Yeah.
They do those weird things with their beard. Ugh, yeah. By the way, never sculpt your beard, everyone. So then, I also like, by the way, when Dorinda brought Leah into the bathroom to fix her boobs and everything. She goes, I'm going to make you a star.
So then Dorinda tells us, I, for the first time in a long time, am speechless. There, like an alien movie, wings from a vagina.
Hey, I really love your tribute to seminal late 80s, early 90s sitcom Wings. Are you a Krista Bernard fan also?
So then Leah comes out of the bathroom, and apparently Dorinda had like a leopard bustier in her purse.
Yeah. To just now put she's on wearing. she's wearing this leopard bustier with this tulle or whatever sheer pink froth around her. So she just looks bonkers. And Mo's like, beautiful girl. Beautiful girl.
Yeah. Look at beautiful she looks. And Tinsley's just like eating spaghetti. Like,
I don't care what you say, mother. Topper can't see this.
Ramona's like, okay, I'm going to a party. Yeah. Like, what? What are you kidding me, Ramona? You're leaving your guest? Ramona, how rude.
Your guest, all your spiders, you're leaving us all here. Jill's still at the gate trying to get through. You're just going to leave her hanging there. What about this one? This mannequin over... Oh, I'm sorry. That's you, Elise. Sorry.
Ramona's like, listen, I got energy, okay? I got to go out. I'm like, what am I going to stay here for this?
We're all invited, okay? Sorry. I'm going to go meet a bunch of characters like Jeff. My one friend, his name is Roheel, and he's really good at making fish sticks and playing a kazoo, okay? What a character.
So Sonia follows her to the door. She's like, Ramona! Screaming at her. It's like, you're going to another party. And Ramona goes, yes, with my other 100 superficial friends. Okay? Yes.
If you walk out that door, I'm not going to break bread with you anymore.
Like, break okay, bread? Jesus. Just, weird thing like, to okay. say.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that you'll be breaking bread over in freaking Winterborn.
I'm not letting you pay for my lunch again tomorrow, Ramona, if you do this, which is basically what she's saying. So Luann's like, well, I'm leaving too, but I agree. She shouldn't leave her guests for sure. Ramona, the winner of the award, the award for the worst hostess ever. Congrats.
Congrats. Now, Uber driver, take me to the better part of the Hamptons that I live in. Thank you.
So now, Elise is like, you know why she had to leave, right? She had to go get a man. And Sonia goes, I know you. So then Sonia just starts going crazy on Elise. And she's like, we know each other. And when you use the word accessory, it's like, I was trying to empower you.
Yeah. And by the way, they don't show the women smoking on this show. But at one point, they can't deny it. Because at one point, Dorinda just starts saying something like, yeah, you know what? She was trying to help you. And just all this cigarette smoke just comes out of her nose and her mouth all
oh,
at once.
Oh, you see her vape. She's holding a vape the whole time in her
oh,
hands.
I didn't see her vape.
Yeah.
See, look, I blurted out in my own mind. But just like it all came out like a dragon. She's like,
she had a vape in her hand the whole time. It was so funny. She keeps like waving around her vape and then just like chain smoking
it was like
in
that.
The house.
It was like that thing they built at the end of An American Tale, like you know the smoke and so Lisa's like, you know, I was trying to empower you, and Leah's like, you're more powerful than your ex-husband's last name.
And then Sonia goes, don't burn bridges.
Leah's like, too bad, I already lit one on fire with the tiki torch today.
It's like, we knew each other before Chucky Morgan. And when you threw out that explicative, is that the word? That is the word, right? I don't know. But you pull out that. And Leah's like, bitch, the yacht has sailed. You know what? You too, Mortimer. Lose Mortimer and lose Morgan. Just lose them.
And Sonia's like, can you stay out of it? And Sonia goes, 1985 is gone. It's over. And then she like slams her bottle down and like splashes. And she's like, and fuck JP
like,
Morgan.
Stop,
yeah.
Just stop. And so Tinsley and Sonia are screaming.
By the way, at that moment, the dog rumor just turned into dust. 1985 is over. He's like,
So Sonia and Leah are screaming. Sonia and Tinsley are screaming, and Leah's screaming back. And then she just puts her ankle up on the table, screaming, 1985 is over. It's over. And Sonia goes, when did this party become Occupy Hamptons?
Like, that is exactly the sort of thing that a very rich person would do, would say. It doesn't even make sense.
You it's got like a problem. You got a fucking
fucking problem. And Leah's like, well, I grew up like Dorinda. And Tony goes, well, she's got a problem too. She didn't want me to put my logo on my shoes.
And then we get a cut back to that Dorinda. I would be so embarrassed to have Ralph's tartan on my clippers.
Yeah. So Dorinda's like, you're not a mortgage. She's like, I'm a mortgage. And like, yeah, you're not a boy. She's like, yes, I am.
Stop!
Yes, I am.
And Leah's like, stop!
Let it go. Let it go. And yeah, and Timsy's like, stop.
And suddenly goes,
I'm in the blue book. In the blue book, it says JP grandson married to Sonia Morgan. I am in the blue book.
I feel like she's in like the Kelly's Blue Book as like Lady Morgan is selling a Pinto for about to raise $500.
Yes, like she's in the Carfax, you know, and it's not pretty.
Oh my God. Yeah, so Leah has like, she's doing some sort of like ballet on the table with her leg up there. And then she's like, don't get all socialite with me, Tinsley. And Sonya's like, don't get all socialite with me. What are they doing?
So they're all just screaming, and they're doing the Richard sister thing when Brandy Glanville first came on Beverly Hills, where they're both pointing and screaming. And Tinsley's eyes look like she just looks crazy, you know? And she's like, you're nasty. Don't say that to Sonya. You're a hater. And Tinsley's like, let it go. And then Sonya goes, I gotta pee. And she runs down the hallway and just leaves the door open and pulls down her pants and sits down, pulls down her undies and sits down, and then she yells at the cameraman, why does she care?
The cameraman's just like in the hallway being like, should I proceed in, like the door's open, so I know I can film it, but am I going to get in trouble if I actually walk in while she's peeing right there? But then Leah comes in and she's like, huffs in, and then she sits down in front of Sonya is peeing, and she sits down in front of Sonya and puts her like her hands on her knees, and then it's like, it's basically like being like, you have to get over, you have to move on. And like, I cannot believe we're watching Sonya pee while Leah is giving her a pep talk in the bathroom. And so it's like, why do you care?
So then Sonya gets up and like puts her against the wall. And
sort of like sexual.
Yeah, it's like, why do you care that we care about our roots? Those are not your roots, you weirdo. She's more roots. And then Leah just kisses her. She starts kissing
her.
She's
like, I'm much more than just some bitch that married a Morgan. I'm a Morgan that married a Morgan.
And then she goes, and Tinsley's the one who built a brand based on the fact that she married a Mortimer.
But then they wind up like hugging. Because when Sonya pushed her up against the wall, she was also groping her breasts at the same time, and then like it was like this weird like sexual thing, and then I think that they finally come back like yeah, it was fun in the bathroom. And Elise says something that I actually thought was funny. She goes, "If this group went to group therapy, the therapist would commit suicide."
So the next morning, champagne floating in the pool, a champagne bottle floating in the pool. And Dorinda's like, don't you want to do face masks? What the hell? These ladies can just pop right back up.
They're just like, and just be ready to have face masks. And Sonia's like, you know, I'm really upset that Leah made a lot of assumptions about me, but didn't even ask me anything. I'm like, what does she have to ask about? You're saying that you married the bank, that you had a private island, and that, like, you know, like, I don't know, that you had, like, threesomes with George Clooney. Who knows what? Like, I don't think there's anything to ask. I think it's pretty evident you live in the past.
She's like, Ramona's going to freak out when she sees the house. I went down there and almost died. And Ramona comes home, and Leah's in the kitchen. And Ramona's like, well, you know what? Thanks for cleaning up, girls. Because it's a disaster.
And Leah's like, there's glasses in the glasses. There's a vibrator in the chicken. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do any of this. All right. You know, I don't think I deserve, I don't think I have to do any of this. I don't think I deserve to do any of this right now. Okay. You know, there's stuff everywhere. I don't deserve to do any of this.
Right?
You know, it's disgusting. I'm like, well, you left your own party. Like, if you had stayed there, you could have, like, maybe gotten it under control. And by the way, even if there had been just, like, one crumb, it could have been entirely clean. She'd have been like, you know what? I'm not doing any of this. I'm not doing any of this cleaning, because we already saw last episode that you made the other girls clean their dishes.
Yeah. And Leah's like, God, I don't even want to look at the outside. She goes, what? What outside? Okay. Let's go outside. And Leah's like, I don't know. She goes, what do you mean you don't know, Leah? You were here, okay? What? Torches. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You know what? This is not cool. This is ridiculous. This, you know what? This is really bad. You know what? This is disgraceful. This is All right, this torch fuel. This torch fuel. This is not cool. This is not cool. This is my backyard. This is my backyard. This is not cool. Okay? It's not cool.
So then upstairs, Dorinda and Sonia are just sitting in bed in masks. And Sonia is brushing her dog. And Dorinda goes, hey, you know that's my hairbrush. Yeah. And Sonia's like, oh, sorry. That's just what I do at home.
I mean, it's like a sitcom. It is unbelievable. So then Ramona comes stomping up and she's like, Dorinda, Sonia. And so they just like hide under the blankets. Like, uh-oh, she's going to be mad.
Yeah, she goes, I'm going to do to you what my dad did to me with wire hangers. I was like, yeah, wow, like, your dad was like, mommy dearest. Yeah. She's like, torches. And Dorinda's like, you know what? How would you know? You were at a party, so...
Yeah, Dorinda's kind of actually trying to – she tries to, like, change the narrative here. She tries to make the argument about the fact that Ramona left, not the fact that they trashed her house. So you know, Ramona's like, actually, you know what? I did go to another party. You know what? I actually wound up dancing with a man, and I got a date out of it, okay? So I danced with a man. I mean, he may have been a caterer, and you know what? He may have just been bringing me a glass of Pinot Grigio, but I'm pretty sure we're going on a date, a second date, because that counted as a date, okay?
Sonia's like, a date. There's something new. So she's like, Leah's definitely a bad influence on me. She threw a tiki, so I threw a tiki too. And Ramona goes, you threw the tikis? And Sonia goes, no, she did it. Tries to take it back. So then Ramona goes downstairs to the kitchen and she's like, Leah? And Leah's cleaned the kitchen. She's like,
like, somehow
I did.
She's like, the kitchen is spotless. She's like, oh, look, mom, here, I'm not in trouble now, right?
Yeah. She goes, that's very beautiful. Now, Leah, I heard you started the tiki throwing party, okay? And she's like, listen, I do everything too much, but I don't hurt anybody. I just threw some fucking tiki torches. Fuck you, tiki torches.
I'm like, the potential to burn down the entire state was pretty high. So I'm like, you know what? Leah's no dumb cookie, okay? She knows that she cleans the kitchen so fast that I can't even be mad at her, and I'm not. So instead, I'm going to get mad at Dorinda because that's more fun, okay?
That's so funny because she goes, look, I thought the cleaning of the kitchen, she goes, negates the throwing of the torches? Not a dumb cookie, okay? You're not a dumb cookie.
That's an old proverb. The cleaning of the kitchen negates the throwing of the torches.
Yeah. So Leah bows. She's like, thank you.
She's like, thank you. My work here is done.
I've been traumatizing mothers for over 30 years. You're welcome.
She's like, I was in a halfway house with nuns. I know how to deal with this sort of situation.
So she's like, okay, then could you and Sonia go out and clean up the torches? She's like, sure thing. So she tells us, yeah, you know, oh no, we forgot to say earlier, I think. I don't know why it's coming to me now, but when Ramona was yelling at Leah, and Leah's like, listen, I've learned to respect my elders, you know? It's like, yeah, when someone old in my family says something to me, I let it go.
Yeah.
For now.
Right. So, Ramona keeps them. She's still like, you know, I don't have, you know, listen, like, who does this? I don't even have any help. I have no help. I'm like, you have Mercedes. We just saw Mercedes. Yeah. She's like, I mean, who does this? And so then Dorinda comes down. She starts yelling at Ramona. She's like, well, you know what? You should have stayed here. You should have stayed here and said, you know what, Chris? Let's all clean together. That's what you should have said last night. I'm like, who would ever say that? I mean, she shouldn't have left, but like, who's going to say, girls, now it's 11 o'clock and we're all wasted. Let's all clean together. I don't think that's happening.
That's what I do. Want to come over? So Ramona's like, blah, 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 blah. No, Dorinda, you suck. Okay?
Yeah.
Who?
Dorinda's like, Dorinda's like, remember when you actually like ruined the walls in Bluestone Manor? She's got a lot of nerve talking about that. You know, she got a lot of nerve.
Look, her homies in Ramona. And Ramona goes, why don't you just say sorry? She goes, don't start it like this, all right? You and then she does like a Ramona hard blink. She goes, you go. Expect it to be done. It's like, wait, we ought to call out Ramona's hard blink. I love it.
Well, I think maybe it was a I Dream of Genie, right? Isn't that the I Dream of Genie thing? Like,
I thought it was a Ramona blink.
Oh, I Dream of Mario.
And you should just stay up and clean the kitchen then yourself. And Leah's like, oh, keep fighting, ladies. Don't worry about those tiki torches in the backyard. So Dorinda's like, well, what is this outside? Let's go look at outside. Let's look at outside. All right, now, this is bad. This is bad.
Yeah, Dorinda now is like, this is ridiculous. I mean, look at this. Look, I would never do this. Just look at this. Look, not even John would do this, okay? And John doesn't even know the difference between a cold pan and a hot pan. You know what I'm saying?
And Leah's like, well, I fucking hate tiki torches.
And then And she's like, Ramona's like, I cannot believe this. Whoa, this reminds me of this one time I was a little girl and I took my toy and threw it in the yard. And Geraldine Parsons said, little girl, yards are not for toys. And to this day, I've never thrown anything in a yard, okay? I'm sorry, but this is day class A, okay?
And then Dorinda's like, where's Tinsley? And Verona's like, I don't care anymore, okay? And then we just cut to Tinsley in bed with a bowl of spaghetti next to her. Snoring.
Just, and by the way, Leah was like, you know, because Ramona finds like a tiki torch over beyond the pool, and Leah's like, oh, that one wasn't mine. I wasn't over there. That wasn't me. And then we see a flashback of her throwing that torch over to where it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tinsley in bed with
that
bowl.
The one that Sonia threw. She's like, oh, I didn't do that one. I wasn't even over there. And then it cuts to Sonia doing the like, boom. Because Sonia did like a Wonder Woman throw. It's like, damn, girl, that's like in the neighbor's house.
Just goes to show there's so much happening. It's hard to remember everything. But yeah, that last shot of Tinsley in bed with a plate of spaghetti by her side, Dale must have been horrified. Like, she doesn't even deserve a child at this point.
Well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City.
Ooh, wow, that was so fun. And you know what? We are going to stay in the Hamptons because on the next episode, we're going to recap some Summer House, which was also quite hilarious this week. So anyway, stay tuned for that one, guys. And in the meantime, stay safe and, you know, have a great, great day.
Yes, and thank you guys for being with us live. And bye, thanks everyone. For whoever's watching this on Crappins on Demand. We should love you, okay? Talk to you next time. Bye. Bye.
Hello, podcast listener. Looking for a short podcast that's fun, upbeat, and that talks about love and dating during quarantine in a way that makes you smile? Well, we recommend checking out Love on Lockdown, a podcast by Match. Tune in for love. You can listen to Love on Lockdown wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Love on Lockdown by Match.